Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, going to be cloudy today. Might see some flurries and or snow showers. High around the 32-degree mark. Temperature-wise, around the area at this particular hour, we are looking in Kenosha where it's 30 degrees, 28 in Burlington, Milwaukee 31, 33 in Racine. Flight for Life was initially requested for the operator of a vehicle that rolled over a retaining wall on the north side of Kenosha yesterday morning into a wooded area. Happened near the Pick and Save grocery store off 30th Avenue at 18th Street around daybreak. The victim was trapped in the wreckage, the vehicle upside down at the time, prompting the request for more fire department personnel and equipment. Once Martin Aguilera Cortez of Kenosha was extricated, his injuries were declared to be relatively minor. He was taken to Kenosha Medical Center for treatment. Police, though, cited him for drunk driving. Meanwhile, Racine police have released few details about a fiery crash at 5th and Main Streets downtown early Saturday morning, one of two vehicles ending up against an historic building near the corner in flames. Two occupants removed, taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Their information has not been released. The Major Crimes Unit was called out for this investigation. Police aren't saying why on that either. They do ask the public, though, to provide any information that might help. Well, you probably heard about this or saw something about this. 10 vehicles considered a total loss after going through the ice on Geneva Lake over the weekend, parked there by people attending the big Winterfest celebration, which draws quite a crowd and leads to parking being at a premium. AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams pointing out there's been no consistency when it comes to the cold this winter. Conditions were above seasonal norms at the time.
And only 6% of the whole Great Lakes region is ice-covered right now. Totally different from the way it was last year at this time.
15 vehicles went into the water at Lake Geneva, 5 drivable after being pulled ashore. One Lake Geneva alderwoman, Elizabeth Chappell, claims there's plenty of parking available off the lake. Others questioned why so many people would even risk parking on the ice under the warmer than normal conditions, though it is done, has been done in the past. Of course, it's been colder in the past, too. Many parts of Wisconsin got nailed with a sizable snowstorm recently. Southeast corner, we didn't get much of anything this time. The odds, though, favor something coming our way before everything starts turning to spring and hopefully better driving conditions. State Patrol Sergeant David Harvey says anything and everything that happens with people driving during snowstorms, well, that's why they put out these recommendations, to be on the side of caution. People don't always do that.
First of all, it's best if you can simply avoid driving when road conditions get bad. Consider delaying or rescheduling your trip until road conditions improve. On the road, make sure that everyone is buckled up. Adjust your speed for the conditions and be patient.
He says if you do have to travel, you want to check the forecast. Look at the DOT's 511 travel information system. What does it have to say on the road conditions? Also, he says have an emergency kit in your vehicle, things in case there's a problem. The death of a former Kenosha man is under investigation by police in St. Charles, Missouri. The body of 25-year-old Joshua Flesch was discovered along the bank of the Missouri River in a wooded area near a casino. According to family members, he was last seen Thursday, his body located by a canine team. At this point, the cause of death is unknown. An autopsy was done, but they're still waiting on toxicology test results. Police indicating recent flooding did push debris into the area where the body was located. That obscured the initial views along the riverbank. Gateway Technical College going to be announcing details of its Gateway Promise during a gathering later this week on the Racine campus. Gateway Promise is designed to help ensure that all students seeking an education within the district will be able to do just that. Specifics of the scholarship program will be outlined in the S.C. Johnson Student Life Center Thursday. That's in the Racine building. That'll be at 9:15, the event to be presented live on the GTC website. The Launchbox Business Development Resource Program, which involves partner community organizations supporting City of Racine entrepreneurs and inventors and business owners, has been undergoing a few changes with management by Gateway Technical College. At a recent meeting of the city's Redevelopment Authority, Delia Mendez, who replaced Kristen Nemec, talked about her background, which included more than 7 years with the Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative, which is one of the many partners, mentioning discussions with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation about funding toward accelerator programming, perhaps even some classroom-related changes. Interim City Development Director Matt Sadowski pointed out that the proposed contract with Gateway for Launchbox this year is again just under $100,000. It'll be half that amount, he said, for next year.
This is the last year that we'll be funding this, the Launchbox, at this level at $99,000. We're going to be doing more cost sharing with Gateway in the years to come. And so for 2017, we're budgeted at the $50,000 cost share on this. And so our cost share is coming down, but Gateway is also upping their commitment to the program.
The Racine Finance Committee has the same issue on its agenda this evening. City money toward LaunchBox is in the capital budget through intergovernmental revenue sharing. Racine's Landmarks Preservation Commission scheduled to discuss the possibility of the Walker Manufacturing Company's Ajax plant at 1520 Clark Street going onto the National Register of Historic Places. Walker Manufacturing began back in 1916 and acquired the Ajax Auto Parts Company, one of the country's leading producers at the time of vehicle jacks, in the year 1929. Walker was then purchased by Tenneco in 1969. Coming up on Wednesday, Racine's Plan Commission agenda includes a request by Regency Mall to amend their conditional use permit to allow facade and landscaping changes for a Planet Fitness next to the southwest entrance. Public would have a chance to comment on that. A public hearing scheduled at 4:30, the meeting taking place in council chambers. Well, one of the problems outgoing Kenosha Mayor Keith Bosman is leaving on the table for his successor is mass transit. Speaking with our partners at Gateway Public Radio, Mayor Bosman believes significant improvements in mass transit for the greater Kenosha area won't be possible until the population increases.
As the density continues to grow, I think it makes more sense. 20 years from now, 50 years from now, certainly we'll look more like Evanston than we do now.
Mayor Bosman, who declined a third term, noting that Governor Walker and the Republican-controlled legislature killed the high-speed trains proposal between Chicago and Madison, also the commuter rail between Kenosha and Milwaukee. The new mayor of Kenosha will be elected April the 5th. It's a race between Alderman Bob Johnson and former mayor John Antaramian. WRJN.com is our webpage, and you can catch our newscast whenever you want during the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.